Yeah, Darren, they say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Here we are.
Sorry, that was my fault. You can be excited now.
Here we are.
Three times.
I'm fucking hell at.
We only recorded two of the, but the first one was an excellent Here We Are.
For everyone listening, I said Here We Are like 15 times there. And I was like,
oh, I only got the last
not recording
two,
yet. I'm not recording. Shit. Keep up the high energy. I'm not recording yet. And it just didn't work. So here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
How the hell are you? Is this the bonus episode?
This is bonus.
What's everyone sunburned?
Oh yeah. Sunstroke, are you?
Mm. All in bed like that. Imagine it did that. If you were sunburn just lying in bed like that.
Like a dinosaur.
Ed.
What?
Did you do something different with your hair?
Washed it.
Oh no way.
And it's the annual wash. And I put beard oil in it accidentally.
How do you accidentally put beard oil in your hair?
I put some on my hands. Hair and then something happened in the kitchen. I was like, oh. And then I ran my fingers through my hair to tap it down. And I've got beard. Can I just say, I'd recommend it.
Hey.
Yeah. Looks good, isn't it? Yeah. It's very soft.
Hair is hair.
Hair is hair.
Hair is hair.
Hair, hair, hair. But yeah, beard oil in the full head. There we go.
Nice.
Do you want some questions from real life people?
Are they NPCs?
Well, we'll find out. Let you be the judge.
Are they enhanced by AI?
Dara from Blanche, are you real? Do you feel real? What's the crack, lads? Just want to talk about how Jeanette from two or so bonus episodes ago said that aliens should be sent to Drogheda over back at Drogheda. You couldn't be more wrong. It's a kip. Not once was the accent taken into account either, which is basically verbal hieroglyphics.
We said it was a kip. That's why we said send them.
But he's agreeing with you disagreeing with the woman that stood up for Drogheda.
Ah, we got you. Besides that,
lads, if yous were to take four freshly landed aliens on an open top bus tour of anywhere in Ireland, where would it be? I'd personally bring them to Talbot Street and just sit there for a few hours and let them see the events that are bound to unfold. Dara from Blanche. Talbot Street is a good shout.
I've always said, there's that 24-hour Temple Bar camera. Yeah. Boring. Stick it on Talbot Street.
Talbot Street is where the action is.
I would pay top dollar
to
fucking watch that shit. Top dollar.
I'm thinking about it now, man.
I'm telling you now, it's a moneymaker.
Where the portal is?
No, it's further down.
But on that street, kind of.
Yeah.
Under the rail, the track.
Yep.
The train track.
Yeah.
Right at Abbey Street, a bit further down. You know, Talbot Street.
I used to be on that road one. I was back in the day. Used to go to the UFO.
Oh, I used to get served.
Oh, yeah. Booze to go.
Booze to go.
Tell you, it's all.
No, that would have been Amien Street. Very close, though. Oh no, there was one on Talbot Street. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
You just done that. No, there was one.
Get out of here.
It's gonna move now.
But like a reality TV show esque based around Talbot Street, I'm watching that 24/7.
Box office.
What about Grafton Street?
No.
Ask me. Jesus.
I had seen loads up there.
Dreary.
Would you not?
That's the same as Temple Bar.
Such a nothing street.
You'd see people getting coffees and all.
Oh, yeah, meeting people under the old...
We're about South William Street. Ah, some characters up on South William Street, lads.
Hey, guys.
Just outside of
Grafton. Like, I've pitched up a couple of...
Gynos
and some toasted sandwiches outside.
No,
Craigans.
Seriously, don't. Well, we, what a camera.
Hey, is your head small or is your head big?
Let's tune into the live stream of Bambino's for the crack. Oh. We can't be there, but we want to be there.
Lost a few soldiers to the Bambino's queue over the years.
At the late hours, you can put like a camera on the hairy lemon.
Oh
stop. Saoirse, I was watching a live stream in Bambino's. I swear to God, you were wasted last night. You're mad thing, yeah.
What a
crock off.
This is probably the best podcast in the country. Stalin.
Stalish.
Are there many people that speak like that that listen to this podcast, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think so?
Let us know in the comments if you speak like that.
And if they think that they don't speak like that, do you know, people think...
They're the worst ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, here, lads, no, I don't speak like that, but I know exactly the type of guy you're talking about, lads. He's a headbanger, man. Oh, stop.
Stop.
Oh, stop it, lads. I tell you, lads, you
that
fucking...
That Prada place is a real kip, isn't it?
You fucking crack me up, lads. You absolutely, you have me and the lads in absolute heap.
I know where they should put a camera. Up your arse.
Oh, very good, Tiernan. Tiernan, you're a gas man. You wouldn't know what you're going to say.
Oh, stop.
Put a camera on Talbot Street, I tell you. See some views, man.
Oh, yeah,
see
yeah.
Some
I'm doing the rest of the episode like this.
I've heard about Talbot Street now. Yeah. No, I've heard about Talbot Street. I haven't been. But I've heard some horror stories, lads. Horror stories.
Do a 360 there and fuck off. How about that on your camera?
Oh, my God. So Talbot Street, that's a good shout, Dara, from Blanche.
Are there any more questions, then?
Arrest outs.
What's he saying? What's the question?
He's just asking if you were to take four freshly landed aliens on an open-top bus tour.
We'd take him to Dunleary. Yeah. Take him along the pier and just have a little few fucking vinos.
Out to the bloody stream for a pint.
Of course.
Some oysters.
I'd bring them to the oldest pub in Dublin.
Where's that? The Brazen.
The Brazen Head beside the shop that has all the lamps.
The Brazo. Yeah, yeah.
And no, you can't be cows.
I think people are going to turn this off.
Oh, you nailed it. They're the cows.
Cows.
There's certain words where it just has to be a cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be cows or brogans. For cows. Stop, lads. For a little creamer, give me a break.
I think we're going too far now to the point. Oh, God. They'll be like, this isn't right. These North Siders shouldn't be slagging us.
Okay.
We get it enough.
No, but when they try to do airs, it's like...
Airs.
They bring it down too many notches.
No, they do it so often about our accents that it's just kind of like, man, stop fucking it. You don't get the blading, mate.
Do you remember someone that isn't from the North Side just like came up to us and went, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, it happens all the time. Like, they think it's okay. They're just gonna, like, I'd never go up to a posh person and say, it's my main man, Dermo. What's happening, bro? Like, you'd be like, it's fucking weird. It's there's another, better example, but we won't go into it.
Okay. Anyway, Dara, thank you very much for unleashing all that pent up, but frankly hilarious rage in Joe specifically.
Yeah, Darren. They say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you.
Thomas and Cork, if you could change your accent,
oh, we've gone to
here we go
to another one, which would you go for and why?
Jamaica. So you have to change your accent entirely to a different country's accent, or even a county, if you will. Thomas and Cork. I'm assuming Thomas would find it very difficult to change his Cork accent.
Would you change the south side?
Would you?
Yeah, and just be like, yeah.
Is there any accents that you listen to you go, oh, jeez, I'd love to speak like that? Like a Cockney or Scottish?
Not really, actually. Spanish maybe is kind of nice, isn't
oh,
it?
No, no, Jesus.
Can I have two guineas, please? Two guineas?
No, but actually speaking Spanish.
Oh, no, this is a bit of a pod.
No. Italian?
Nasally. There's something about Italian that, I don't know, like there's just something that really grates on me about Italian.
The accent?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it insists upon itself, as it were, that it's...
It's a very arrogant accent.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You have to speak it with confidence. Giabella. Like, it's very... And it's very... And if you don't say it like that, then you're not saying it right.
Yeah.
So you have to be confident to say it. And the Italians are so confident and arrogant because... 5,000 years ago, you created civilization.
We know.
Whatever.
Jesus.
Get old.
Still hearing about
Someone was going to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. It was going to happen eventually. It just happened to be where you were. Like.
And where is it now?
Everywhere.
Okay. Apart from that, what have the Romans ever done for us?
But so, you know what I mean?
There must be one accent that you go, oh, fuck, I wish I had that one.
I have a soft spot for the South African accent.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not a lot of accents. I like some Australian accents, but a lot of them can be really, really, really annoying.
Can I just say, I would think on a survey of 100 people,
the survey says
the South African and Australian accent would come quite low.
Not the South African accent.
Can you do a South African accent?
It is. It's
hard not to do it and say something incredibly offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where South African. South African. Sometimes they have a little role in the toad. They have a little role.
There's a fella that lives in here. There's a fella that works here. Lives in here.
That's me. I live in here.
One of the people that lives here. He's South African, but like
Chris, you did not know for ages. Yeah.
Do you remember when he was speaking South African to us? But he was like, "I'm not even going to repeat it because it's going to sound really not like it and odd." But I just couldn't stop laughing for hours.
Afrikaans,
kept thinking about it.
Afrikaans. Yeah.
It's just the way everything sounded like he was saying "fuck."
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking fucking. Fucking fuck it. But he wasn't coarse.
But it comes from Dutch. Yeah. So it has that kind of guttural Dutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Now, when they're speaking South African, I don't like it. Yeah. But like
the accent itself.
The accent, yeah. So that's South African. I think it's really nice.
That's a Cape Town.
Nice.
That sounded like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Did it? Well, he's Dutch, isn't he?
No, he's I'm Norwegian. Just really happy to be managing the team and
It's like when you're saying the words, you have to widen your mouth. So it's like it's a little more wide. It's a little more like this, and I don't know. I'm all over the place with it. I don't know.
It's hard when you get asked to do one.
Yeah,
and then you have to on the spot.
It's better when no one asks it, and then you just do it.
Yeah. So don't ask Joe.
But it's subtle. It's subtle. I was talking to someone yesterday, and she was from South Africa, but it was so subtle. That I was like, are you from America? Like, I couldn't tell if it was an American accent or if it was, or what it was. Mm. But it was, I thought it was really, it's really soft as well. And it's really nice.
Yeah.
I think it's like, there's a guy as well that I play poker with. And he also has the accent. And you're like, I don't mind losing to him. He seems nice.
Okay, so we're going South African. Darren doesn't.
Probably just Cork or something.
The South Africa of Ireland, Cork. Good man, Thomas. Good question. Mick and Kildare is back. Hey lads, a blind ranking for you. Usual crack. One is worst case, 5 least worst. I would have just said best.
Okay.
Anyway, so first one, getting blocked in at a car park and you have somewhere to be pronto.
Okay, we're going to put that down the bottom. That's the worst.
Okay.
Is it?
Well, out of one, yeah.
Yeah, so one being the worst.
One is worst. 5 yeah, is the least
that's
worst.
That's the worst, right?
So you could have put that at 3, though. Do you think there's going to be one less worse than that?
Well, we'll move that. We'll move that if a worse one comes up.
You have to kind of...
You set it in the middle?
Like video point. Yeah.
Okay, well, then we'll set it in 3, then.
3.
Yeah. 3.
Yeah, play the averages.
Fucking hell, lads.
You're about to leave to play in a big match, and your neighbour has a disaster and needs your help.
That's not as bad.
Trivial, that is.
It's to play a match.
Yeah.
90 minutes. I'll probably sit on the bench anyway.
Is that a four?
Yeah. The high number's the least worst?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so four.
I'd put that a five.
Okay. That's a bird stupid. Shits okay, on four. You every four. Day over 1 week.
That's the worst so far.
Two. I think there's going to be a worse one than that.
You think so?
Two, yeah.
Okay, we give that two then.
So there's room for one and four.
Four, yeah, one and four.
You get three parking fines in 1 week.
Four.
Do they have fines in Ireland? I thought we're just, you're clamped.
Oh, you'd get a ticket, yeah. Yeah. Oh, be Jesus, you would, yeah. In a Tesco car park in Castle Bar of a Saturday at 2 o'clock.
last week.
Moving on.
Yesterday. So I'd probably put that at four because I feel like the next one's going to be really
so
bad.
Up for grabs is the number one spot in this blind.
This one has to be really bad.
It has to be. We'll see what you think. You get a bad old dose of the hiccups for 3 straight days.
Oh,
shit! Getting shit on by a board is worse than that.
Made the decision though.
Having the hiccups for 3 days.
We have to live by them decisions now.
This is a terrible way of making a list.
The blind ranking thing, I never understood it. But what I'll say is, as is evident, I would think hiccuping for 3 days straight is definitely worse than getting shat on by a bird.
I hiccuped yesterday for a week. Like 5 minutes and it nearly killed me. I didn't like it.
For 3 days.
Too long.
It would lose, you'd lose your mind. You'd actually lose your mind.
Happens when you eat your food too quick.
It's like The Simpsons.
You ever eat your food too quick?
No one actually knows. Scientists don't even know what a hiccup is or why we do it.
I feel like there's something trapped in your fucking windpipe.
If you're a scientist, do let us know in the comments. Final question.
A bubble or something like
that. Shane from Tip. Hi, Owen. Probably Siobhan. Maybe Ed. I don't like that.
It's Ed from now on.
It's Ed. Always
Ed. Hi, Owen. Probably Siobhan. Maybe Ed.
Siobhan hasn't been on this podcast in like 3 years.
For fuck's sake, Shane. I have a very important question for the boys. I want to know which they think they could throw further. A baguette or a naan bread? P.S. Congratulations, Darren, on the baby. Delighted for him. Not sure how Amy will manage taking care of two kids.
Hey.
Shane from Tape. So could you throw a baguette or a naan
bread?
I won't
be throwing nothing.
Oh.
What are you messing? What a great question.
Naan bread's like frisbee.
Yeah, I would have thought of naan bread because you could frisbee it.
I feel like when you throw that hard, it'll just break.
What's heavier?
The baguette. It depends the size of the naan bread, though. You can get big ones and small ones.
The pishwari would be the heaviest naan, would it?
I don't think naan
would
naan.
You throw a baguette raw far?
Pishwari would be heavy.
I don't think you would, no. I mean, not necessarily. Like, you'd fling it. Big long yolk. Big cuisine de France yolk. Fuck that. And then, no, you'd frisbee a naan bread, no bother. Mm. We've got miles.
Do this now.
Why don't we go to Dunn's and pick up a bit of bread?
Throw it.
And we'll get a sliced pan as well and see how far we can throw that. And a batch loaf.
Sit outside, Huggins.
We're here today and we're going to see which bread we can throw the furthest. Bread.
The lads have lost on
Brennan's
mind.
Bread.
12 million views. That is the questions. Thanks to everybody. Shane from Tip. I don't know, man, where we're feeling about this Siobhan thing, but thank you, Thomas, Owen, and the rest. Job done.
Love it.
Brilliant, everyone.
You can say goodbye now, is what I'm.
Goodbye. See, thanks for stalling it.
Head movements.
If you have any questions, send them into stalla@goloudnow.com.
.com.
Beautiful.
Did you like that?
I didn't know you could sing.
Where the fuck was that going on?
I don't know.
You're on your phone, you did it. It just came out of
I thought we were finished, and then I just heard.
Do it one more time.
Like, you know, muffled.
Can you do it again
around me? And I was like, I thought we were done, and then I just heard. Do it again?
Yeah.
Stalla. What's the email?
Stalla@goloudnow.com. Oh, I'll say Stalla@goloud. You finish it.
Okay.
Stalla@goloudnow.com.
Oh, Joe.
Now, oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ. Here we go. One more time.
Stalla@goloudnow.com. Pretty nice.